Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are just delighted and so blessed to have you to tune in tonight to this time of study in God's all-powerful and all-sustaining Word. You could have made a decision and chosen to be anywhere else, but you chose to tune in and join us as we gather together to be able to study the ever powerful, all-sustaining, and never failing, hallelujah, Word of God. We thank God for you. We like to begin our program by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and so take the time and just listen and be blessed as Travis Green shares with us a song entitled Made a Way. Praise God. Listen and be blessed.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in.
Be all the glory. Praise God. We thank God make a way out of no way. Amen. Has he done that for you? Yes, he has. Amen. Miracle signs and wonder to the glory of God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to come together on tonight and have a word of prayer. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word with power, with substance, Lord, your word with strength and comfort and joy, with wisdom and knowledge, Lord, with peace and joy and mercy, Lord. We thank God for opportunity to bring forth your word. Pray for the woman of God, Pastor Whitehurst, Lord. Bless the God. Keep her, Lord. Anoint her afresh, Father, Lord, to do what you call her to do for such a time as this, Father, for your divine, hold the word, for your divine, hold the power, Father, Lord. Pray, Lord, that create her a vessel of strength, a vessel of honor, Lord, a vessel of purity to the glory of God, Father, Lord, that we may live holy and God alive to edify your kingdom, Father, Lord. We pray for your will be done, Father, tonight, Father. Open doors that no man can close, and close doors that no one can open but you. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your people in this hour, Lord Jesus. Lord, they shall be blessed, that their faith shall be increased, Lord Jesus, Lord, and they shall have comfort in their heart and strength for the journey. And we pray for let thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We give God all the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. We thank God again, hallelujah, for another opportunity to be able to share in the study of his word. There is nothing like delving into and allowing your mind and heart and your spirit to become saturated in the word of God. Yeah. It is the only thing that is unchangeable. Hello? It is the only thing that never fails. Praise God. God, it says, God in his word, it says in his word that I change not. It says in his word that heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word will never fail. So we just give God, again, all the praise for the opportunity to share with you tonight in the study of his word. I just want to pray for a prayer of consecration before I go into the ministering of his word. Heavenly Father, Lord God, oh yes, Father, we just thank you again for this time, for this hour, Lord God. I thank you for everyone that has tuned in, that has a heart and an ear to be able to hear your word and what thus saith the Lord. And so, Lord, now I ask you, Lord God, that you allow, Lord God, a fresh anointing, Father, to fall upon me, Lord God. Use my vocal cords, Heavenly Father, to be able to speak forth your word with clarity, with understanding, with power, Lord God, and that your word, yes, Lord, will go forth, and it will not return void, but it will touch the hearts, minds, spirits of those that have an ear to hear. Hallelujah. What thus saith the Lord? It will be a powerful word that will change lives, Heavenly Father, that will draw anyone that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus, to the feet of Jesus Christ and come running and say, what must I do, hallelujah, to be saved? Lord, we just give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory. And we thank you again for this great opportunity to share in your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord laid on my heart a message tonight to share with you entitled Amid the Storm. Anchor faith amid the storm. Praise God. And I'm going to be reading from a passage in Acts chapter 27. And it will be from verses 13 and then verses 27 through 29, along with Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And we're talking about anchor faith amid the storm. And it's verse 13 in the book of Acts, chapter 27, reads as this. It says, when a gentle south wind began to blow, saw their opportunity, so they weighted anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Verse 14, before very long, a wind of hurricane force. Remember now, verse 13 said it was a gentle south wind as they started out. And then suddenly, have you ever had any suddenly strong winds and storms begin to blow in your life? Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called a Euroclydon swept down from the island. 7 and 27 says this. About midnight on the 14th night of the storm, as we were being driven across the Sea of Adria, the sailors sensed land was near. So they dropped a weighted line and found that the water was 120 feet deep. But a little later, they measured it again and found that it was only 90 feet deep. At this rate, they were afraid that we would soon be driven across rocks along the shore. So they threw out four anchors from the back of the ship and prayed for daylight. Lastly, Hebrews 16 and 19 says this, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. First, we're talking about the ships where Paul was sailing with the other sailors, and that was a physical anchor. Remember I said they waited in the water, and at one point 120, at another point 90 feet deep, and then they felt that they were going to crash over the rocks, and so they threw out four anchors. Now Hebrews 6 and 19 talks about a spiritual anchor, talking about the anchor of your soul. It says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us. We're talking about Jesus Christ, hallelujah, even Jesus, having become the high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Anchor faith amid the storm. Let's delve a little deeper. In Acts 27, we find the Apostle Paul, along with several other men who have been in prison, and these prisoners are being transferred on a ship from Caesarea to Fair Haven, which is an island that was on the south side of Crete. And Paul and his companions, as they leave Caesarea, it says this, and when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of Augustan regiment. So entering a ship of Andromachium, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. So, again, Paul on a ship with other prisoners, and they are goal of sailing to Italy. Unlike what is Italy now at this time, unlike other prisoners, Paul had not yet been condemned, okay? Unlike the other prisoners on the ship, Paul had not yet been condemned. And with his Christian-like character, God gave him favor, even with the captain of the ship, who allowed Paul just a little more liberty than some of the other prisoners, and he was able to move about the ship. I'm painting a picture to get you a visual idea of what's going on within this story. Paul, being an experienced sailor. Now, remember, Paul had sailed throughout the New Testament from one place to another. Also, he had been shipwrecked three times. And so he shared with the captain that he believed that due to this time being a dangerous season for sailing, that the outcome of this trip would prove to be disastrous for both the cargo and the men that were aboard this ship. However, Paul's advice to the captain somewhat fell on deaf ears, because the captains, Paul's advised them by saying this, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss." But nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which Paul, even though again now Paul was an experienced sailor, but he believed the centurion and the captain of the ship over what Paul was saying. So guess what? They sailed. The stormy journey took place from Fair Haven to Malta. It says in here, verse 13 through 16, a good start is made from Crete, but the ship quickly encounters great difficulty in a storm. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after that, that's when that tempestuous wind arose. So the ship was caught, and it could not head into the wind. They were in a very precarious situation. And it said, we let her drive, talking about the ship. And running under the shelter of an island called Claudia, we secured the skiff with difficulty. Oh, get an eye, get a visual in your mind of exactly what's going on here. You know, the waves of crashing in onto this ship and the tempestuous wind blowing at hurricane force, and the men and the prisoners, some of them knowing what to do, some knowing not what to do. But nevertheless, all become anxious, all become fearful. And then, but God, as the story goes, Paul during that time got a visitation. Isn't that just like God, that in the midst of the storm, oh, Paul being a child of the Most High God, oh, the Lord showed up even in the midst of the storm. That's something that praise God, we'll be able to look at and see,
yeah.
Not only from the physical standpoint, but when we open and put our spiritual eyes in place, we know that as children of the Most High God, yeah. Even though you might be going through a storm,
uh-huh.
Even though it could be that storm may have arisen suddenly,
yeah.
But God say, be not anxious for nothing.
Oh,
be not anxious for anything,
yeah.
But in what? Prayer and supplication, yeah. With thanksgiving, all you got to do is make your request be made known to God.
Yeah.
And God's going to show up, my brothers, my sisters. He's going to show up on your behalf,
yeah.
Just as this angel showed up and visited with Paul. So verse 23 through 26 says this. Paul tells the crew of his angelic visit.
Uh-huh.
He says, for there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong. Ha! He made that thing personal.
Yeah.
He said, guess what? There came to me an angel of God, the God to whom I belong and whom I sang this. Do not be afraid, Paul. Do not be afraid, Paul. That's what the Lord is telling you. Even if you are going through the difficulty of amid the storm, if you're going through some challenges right now, if you might not be able to fully see how the outcome of what you're going through, but the word of God says just trust him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And do not be afraid. You, the word of God, the angel told Paul, says, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. So in other words, the angel told him, Paul, don't you be afraid.
Yeah.
And then also, too, he spoke prophetically to let him know, Paul, not only are you going to be make it to your destination, but all those who sail with you, ha, hallelujah, is going to make it as well. Look at that, how God has a way when he blesses us as his children. He don't only just bless us. He don't only just bring us out of the storm. Oh, those that you are in your inner, that are right close around you, those that are your family members, God began to bless simply because of your presence being there and you being a child of the Most High God. That's how good our daddy is. That's how good our daddy God is. He doesn't just leave a blessing just for us. Oh, but that anointing flows down even to our children's children, generations to come. He takes care of them as well.
Yeah.
That's the kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that we serve. And so he told Paul, don't be afraid. He said, oh, Paul, you're going to make it to your destination, and all those who sail with you will make it to theirs as well. And it says, therefore, guess what? He tells the men, he said, therefore, men, take heart, for I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ministered yesterday on that word believe, which was is an acronym for because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because Emmanuel, and Emmanuel we know means that God is with us. God with us. Because anytime that God is with us, oh, yes, and we know that he's with us. If you his child, he's not just with you sometimes. Yes. He's with you all the time because the word of God tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Amen. That's the acronym for believe. All you got to do is just believe. Just believe. However, Paul, we must run aground on a certain island. So in other words, he's telling them that it might get just a little rough, hello, before we arrive at our destination. But know this, the angel of God has spoken. And when God has said, God said it, that settles it. That's what we have to be able to realize by faith. And as I'm getting ready to talk to you about this anchor faith that you have to have, that by faith, trusting in God, no matter what the situation or circumstance might look like, we're going to trust him by faith. So Paul had this unshakable confidence in God, and it made him a leader among the men, even though he was a prisoner of Rome at the time. However, he said, we must run aground on a certain island. You see, that said, he said a certain island because God didn't tell Paul everything that was going to happen. He doesn't tell us, even amidst the storm, he doesn't tell us everything that's going to happen. But he's already gave to the angel confirmation that everything is going to be all right. Remember what I said, because God is with us. Because Emmanuel lives, we expect what? Victory. How often? Sometimes? No. Every time. Every time. Every time. So there we have it. Even when you might not be able to fully see and understand everything, all you need to do is trust in God. Trust in God. I promise you he'll never fail you. So therefore, they begin to draw near the land. Verse 27 says that around the 14th night was calm, and the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and they found 20 fathoms. And then they went a little further and found 15 fathoms. Mm-hmm. And as the water began to get a little less deep, and as they feared again that they may run upon the rock, so they cast down not one, not two, not three, but they cast down four anchors. Mm-hmm. And this time the crew of the ship considered, actually even at this time, jumping overboard amid the storm. 276 lives on board on that ship. 276 lives. But remember what the angel said. He told Paul, he said, Paul, not only you, but everyone. So that meant all of those 276 lives at the word of God were going to be saved. Hallelujah. And then it says, and Paul shared with the centurion that in order for them to be saved, that they must abide on the ship. Don't jump. Hello. I've already told you. Hello. No matter what it might look like, even though it might get a little more bumpier before we get to where we need to go. Hello. Don't jump. Don't give up. Huh, that's what he was telling them. That's what the Holy Spirit is sharing even tonight. Even though your situation might look like it might be like, Lord, what's going on? And even as you, God, move forward in it, God may not tell you everything, but as you trust in him, know that God is going to bring you through it. Oh, yes, he will, whatever your it may be, when you trust in him. Why? Because you have the confidence that God works all things together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his. So here it has. It says, and as the day was coming, Paul besought all of them to take meat, saving this is the 14th day, and that you have carried and continued fasting and having nothing. So he said, stop worrying. Go get something to eat. Take time to eat something because, you know, you haven't had anything for this extended period of time. Then he says, wherefore I pray you to eat meat. And he shared with them again in verse 34 to eat so that they would not perish. You know, people have a tendency sometimes when difficulties arise, they begin to get over anxious. And then the enemy tries to come and place into their thoughts and whisper into their ear that, you know, doom and gloom. But I declare when you have a word, all you got to do is grab hold to what I call one of the anchor scriptures. Hello? You got to grab hold to a scripture in the word of God. And why do I call it an anchor scripture? Because as you activate that word, you are able to anchor yourself in the word of God. Steadfast. The word of God says you can become steadfast and unmovable. Hello. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, if you know that you have, again, you're dealing with financial issues and you can't see your way through or you got more month than you got money, then all you got to do is find an anchor scripture that says, you know what, my God, make it personal like Paul did. My God shall supply what all of my need according to his riches and glory. And if you find yourself where you might be ailing or not feeling well, just remember what the word of God says about Jesus Christ when he walked this earth. He said he healed, laid hands on the sick, and they did recover. He healed them. And in some cases it said he healed them all. So guess what? All you got to do is just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. It ain't about what you understand. Lean not to your own understanding, but what in all your ways. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Acknowledge God, and I promise you he will never fail you.
Amen.
Oh, he's such a great, great God. I just love him. I love him. I love him. God is such a God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Yeah.
So then the ship, verses 39 through 41, says the ship begins to run aground and break apart. Hello? Remember, Paul had already told him that it might get a little bit rocky. It might get a little bit more rocky. Hello? There might be a little bit more night before day comes. Huh? But guess what? When it was day, they did not recognize the land, it says in verses 39 through 41. But they observed a bay with a beach onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And then remember, Paul told them they would be able to run, they got to run the ship up upon the land. And it says, and they let go the anchors and left them in the sea. Meanwhile, loosened the rudder ropes, and they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow stuck fast and remained immovable. Stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. Oh, they were dealing with some rocky situations, rocky circumstances out there on that water. But God. So 42 through 44 says, leaving the ship, and coming safely to shore. They made it, just as the angel said, just as God's word said. And it says, and the soldiers who actually had planned to kill the prisoners amid all of this that was going on, because they knew that back during that time, if as a Roman soldier, if they would lose some of the prisoners, then their very life was at stake. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul from the Paul and them, it kept them from their purpose. He kept them. Paul told them, no. Don't kill the prisoners. We're all going to make it safe ashore. And so then the centurion, they finally began to see the anointing of God on the life of Paul. And God gave them faith, gave favor in the eyes of the Roman centurion. He gave Paul favor in the eyes of the Roman centurion. And that favor kept Paul and all of those prisoners alive. You see how many times God will place a child of God amidst unbelievers. Hello? And as he places you even amidst the unbelievers, simply because, again, of the favor of God on you, the blessings begin to flow in the place, whatever place that you're in. And there are those that are able to benefit from the blessings and the favor of God that is on you simply because of your presence. This story shares with us great meaning as Christians and as believers for a moment about four principles of anchor faith. Four principles of anchor faith. You see, the Bible, it has a lot to talk about the different levels of faith. See, here are but a few. First, the Bible, it talks about the measure of faith. Then, at other times, it talks about growing faith. Then, other times, Jesus, he even said, oh, how great faith. He said, I haven't seen one in one of the scripture passages as he was talking about, even with the centurion soldier. He said, you know what? I haven't seen anyone with such great faith. And then other types of faith that, or the word of God talks about, it talks about unwavering faith. It's that kind of faith that no matter what comes and not what goes, you stand steadfast and you refuse to waver. And then the word of God talks about strong faith, historical faith, active faith, genuine faith, common faith, human level of faith, faith without roots. And then it talks about the faith that we really don't want to have, and that's little faith. We don't want to have wavering faith. We don't want to have faith without works. We want to be able to have that anchor faith that I'm talking about tonight, that anchor faith, that strong faith, that faith that will hold you fast even amid the storm. So this evening, as I talk with you about the four principles of anchor faith is a greater type of great faith. There's great faith, but then there's a greater type of great faith. And I'm talking about that anchor faith. Oh, it's the type of faith that you must employ amid those unexpected and tempestuous storms that come time in our lives. Anchor faith is the type of faith that you must have when circumstances arise, like that ship and in Paul's story, that try to take you off your course. Huh? See, the enemy will come, and he will try to allow for the circumstances all of your life to cause you to be shaken. But the word of God, yeah. All you got to do, as I said, is to grab hold. If you don't know but one scripture, hallelujah, grab hold of that scripture. Anchor yourself in it and be steadfast, knowing that God honors your faith. Why? Because the word of God tells us that it is impossible without faith. It is impossible to please God. So that tells you that he honors your faith, anchor faith, you must enact when the enemy brings that which is meant for your destruction. But because of your faith, God turns it around for your good and for his glory. That's anchor faith. Christian faith is based upon God's promises. It's not based upon your feelings. It's not based upon things that are visible. It's based upon those things, as the word of God says, that when we walk by faith, we don't walk by what we see. Anchor faith holds us fast, my brothers and sisters, regardless of the outward appearances, regardless of what things might look like. So here, let's remember, number one, principle number one, in order to have anchor faith, you've got to remember your position as a child of God. Sometimes amid the storm, we forget who and whose we are. The world may even try to change your identity because they're looking at your surrounding circumstances. Oh, the world might call you sick, but God calls you healed. The world might call you poor, but his word tells you that your father has a cattle that's on 1,000 hills. And everything in the world belongs to him. The world might call you defeated, but because you are a child of God, the word of God tells you that you're not just the conqueror. Oh, no, you're not. But you are more than a conqueror. The word of God says that we are already overcomers, and greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. God has already given us his favor, according to Proverbs 3, and favor not only with God, but favor with men. Although the world called him a prisoner, Paul knew who he was. He knew who he was as a child of the Most High God. He was an apostle. He was a prophet. He was truly a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
And he walked in his position. See, we got to be able to walk worthy, as Ephesians 4 tells us, walk worthy of our call, walk worthy of knowing who we are in the Lord, knowing that no weapon, there's nothing that the enemy can do to you, nothing, because the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And even if it might look like that things are going in an awkward direction or in an unfavorable direction, again, you anchor your faith, hello, in God's word. Continue to speak the word of God. Line your words up, the words that come out of your mouth, with the word of God. Because what did we say earlier tonight? That God's word, it goes forth. Oh, yes, it does. And it does not return void. But it's going to accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And the power of life and death lie right in your tongue. That's the word of God. So then, a principle number two of anchor faith is remember the promises of the word of God. First, remember your position as a child of God. Then you got to remember the promises of the word of God. See, the angel came to visit Paul and confirm the promise of God that said that not only would Paul make it, but all of those that sailed with him were going to make it as well, and none should perish. Anchor faith requires us to know the word of God. In order for you to remember his word, you got to get into it, delve into it, begin to let it saturate your spirit. You got to know the word of God. Anchor faith requires us to trust the word of God. Anchor faith requires us to speak forth and activate the word of God. You can speak the word of God, and it will come to pass. scripture reminds us in Isaiah 51, and it says that you shall declare a thing, hallelujah, and it shall come to pass. And then in scripture, chapter 16, it says, the word of God says that I have put my words. God says he's put his words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand, my God, to establish the heavens, to find the earth, and to say to Zion that you are my people. That's the word of God. Oh, he's declaring and speaking of ownership of his children, King Lord, hallelujah, his word over you. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you can decree it. You can declare it. Yes, you can. And it shall be established. And then the light shall shine upon all thy ways. My God, my God. So first principle of anchor faith, remember your position as a child of God. Then remember the promises of the word of God. And then finally, remember, Thirdly, remember the plan of God that never fails. Hallelujah. It says, Isaiah 14 and 24, that the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, not maybe, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have, so shall it stand. My God. Jeremiah 29:11, that favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, it talks about, yes, remember the plan, because guess what? God already has a plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
He has a plan, he says, to prosper you and not to harm you, declares the Lord, to give you a hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
So as you remember by the grace of God, those principles, as you remember by the grace of God, hallelujah, that plan that never fails. And then lastly, you need to remember the power of God that forever sustains us. Remember your position. Remember as a child of God. Remember the promises of the word of God. Remember the plan of God that never fails. And then last but not least, remember the power of God that forever sustains. Oh, the great power of anchor faith requires the dunamis power of our God. The great power of anchor faith requires the dunamis power of our great God. What is dunamis power? Let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. Dunamis power is God's divine power. Because God is omnipotent. That means he is all-powerful. He is total control of himself and of all his creation. Isaiah 40, verses 8 through 31, it says this, that the Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint, nor does he grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. His power, he gives power to the faint, and to him that has no power and no might, he increases their strength.
Oh, God.
So like Paul, even amid the tempestuous and unexpected storms, our anchor faith will allow us to remain steadfastly, ride out the storms in the presence and in the power and in the word of our God. And as Douglas Miller, he has a song that says, "It no matter how the storms may keep on raging, my soul is anchored. My soul is anchored in the Lord." Hallelujah. Anchor faith amid the storms. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you, because I can tell you tonight, I was preaching even to my own self and preaching myself happy. Hallelujah. We're talking about anchor faith. amid the storms. May you be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Thompson is talking about the word of God. Anchor faith. Amen. What a blessed word of joy. Amen. The powerful word of God. Amen. You share your heart, your soul on tonight. Praise God for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. You should be encouraged on tonight, saying, you should be encouraged to know that without faith is impossible to please God. So you have to have faith. And God gave you a measure of faith. He gave you everything you need, praise God. What you need, God gave it to you already. You have to trust and believe in that. So we're the one with God to believe in that. Amen. And trust in God with that, God would bring it to pass. Amen. It was Paul learned to do. He learned to trust in God's word. And God's word to bring it to pass. And save those 276 people on that ship during a terrible time he liked. Amen. They became storm survivors. Amen. Are you a storm survivor on tonight, praise God? By stand on the word of God. May be steadfast and unmovable with the word of God. Amen. To become a storm survivor with the help of God in your life. Amen. Praise God. One of God, preach that thing. Amen. Say, believe is, amen, praise God. Now, I can therefore believe is because Emmanuel, amen, lives, I expect victory every time. Not sometimes, but every time in Jesus' name. Every time, every day, amen. We expect that victory in Christ Jesus, amen. The one of God will preach that word, that powerful word. You should be encouraged on tonight. You should be encouraged to continue on the journey. When you have begun some energy to try to bring engagement, God will bring encouragement. As David, as Paul, amen. And he tied David's time of need about to stone him. He learned to encourage himself in the things of God. Then you got a song we used to sing. We walk this way by faith, amen. Walk this way by faith, praise God. Amen. Our mothers used to sing, our grandparents used to sing that song each and every day. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, praise God. Have you come this far by faith? But trust in God's word, amen. That word is still true today, amen. His word, it never loses its power, praise God. Just like the blood of Jesus, it never loses its power. But thank God for the one with God on tonight, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we have a few more minutes to open up the lines, praise God. We're talking about anchor faith tonight amid the storm. If you would like to share, hallelujah, in this topic, in this discussion, in this word, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. If you have it, praise God, if you have a testimony of how you stood on your faith and seeing God come through and bring you through, we'd love to hear from you tonight. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We're talking about anchor faith amid the storm. Praise God. Caller, 4517. 4517. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is Minister Lolita Bowman.
Praise God. Hello, Minister Lolita. How are you?
I am blessed. That word is so on time. I came in later, but I came on time. I dialed in on time. And it just resonated with me. I had water in my eyes because of all of the peas. And I just want you all to know that I am cancer free.
Hallelujah. God has been praying for you.
On May 1st, I had the surgery. They call it the Whipple surgery. And he came once they sent the tumor to the pathologist, and it came back 3 days later that the tumor was dead. When they went in to remove it, it was already dead. It didn't attach itself to nothing. It didn't spread anywhere. It was just sitting there dead. With the pathologist, is that I am cancer free. There's no cancer, sign of cancer in my body. And so God is just good. He is good. He did what he said. He had a plan. He made a promise.
That's it.
You understand?
Tell it.
And so I want to add another P, what is the protection because he protected me. He protected not just me, but he protected my mind, my spirit. He protected my soul. He protected me. He just protected his daughter. He protected me with surgery room. He protected me with every person that was in there to make sure that they were covered in him. They are saved, that they prayed unto him. I was protected by the angels that he sent forth in that room that morning. And I thank him. I thank him, and I love him. And I just, and when I came, when I called in and you was talking about the plan, the promise, and I can't even think right now. I'm so excited. But the other two, but he just, I'm telling you, he is good. And if anybody trusts in God for a healing, anybody trusts in God for anything, just go before him with the spirit of discerning spirit. And he, if he don't give you but one word, and my one word was, I am with you. And that's the very beginning. And he did not, he kept his promise. And I allow him to work his plan for me, not man, because I heard, you know, people was telling me, well, I know so-and-so went through this, and I did not allow that to be a part of my plan. I didn't have a plan. Because God made a promise to me that he is with me. Now, once the surgery was over, because they have to, you know, do some stuff to your stomach, remove quite a bit of my stomach and my intestines, the small and large, because I had lost so much weight, I had got down to 100 from 219 to 150 pounds. So my stomach shrunk. So I was in the hospital for 18 days. My stomach would not come alive. So I told him to let me go home, because I knew once I got home to my sanctuary, everything was going to be all right. I just needed to be where I know God, that God resides. He resides here. I invited him in.
I just wanted to say,
I can go on and on, but I am cancer-free. And I'm feeling much better, and I'm getting stronger each and every day, and I praise him. And I try to tell my story everywhere I go. I hear someone say something negative. I say, well, let me share my story, because cancer is something that we show no one. But he did, within a year, it hasn't even been a year that I was diagnosed, and I'm cancer-free.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
so if he do it for me, my prayer that he will do it for you. It don't have to be an illness. It can be a financial thing. Somebody waiting on God for rent money, because they don't have their bill money for by the fifth of the month, by the tenth of the month. Come on, he can do it. His plan will be his plan, his promise. Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you so much, Sharon. That testimony, that other P you talking about, you all over. That's the power of God.
That's the power of God.
Oh yes, He is mighty, mighty God. Oh yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Oh hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
To
God be the glory.
Hallelujah. God said, get on the line and call us. He said, and share your testimony.
That's right.
Because every time I open my mouth, it's not about me. It's about someone else. It's for someone else.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
God
thank
for
you for allowing me to share this.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for sharing and being obedient to share, because your testimony they overcame him by the word blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
You helping someone else out as well. Yes, Lord, to be able to know that what God is not a respecter of person, what he's done for you, he can do for them as well. Oh, yes. So thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for sharing that testimony tonight. Praise God. Well, as if there's not another, we won't close this program out without giving the opportunity to get to know this God that we are talking about. Well, you can get to know him, but there is but one way to the Father, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came, he lived, died, and was resurrected to save you and me from our sins. And then Romans 10, 9, and 10, just all it says is all you got to do is just believe, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that God has raised his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. And if you just but say a simple prayer that says, Lord God, I ask you to come into my heart. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I know you came to this earth. You lived, you died, and you were resurrected for my sins, that I will have eternal life in you. Come into my heart. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life, because I promise you I will serve you. And if you pray but that simple childlike prayer by faith, hallelujah, by faith in God, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God. You are saved, hallelujah. You are now a child of the Most High God. Your eternal home rests with our Heavenly Father. And we just give God all the praise. The Word of God says that when but one turns around and becomes saved, that the angels of heaven, they rejoice on your behalf.
Yeah.
They are throwing a party in heaven just for you. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We pray that you go forth tonight and that you have a wonderful and blessed week. We love you. And to God be all the glory. Have a blessed night. God bless.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
Bet I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Hallelujah. It's so hard to look up when you're down.
right now.
People say,
oh, 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 oh. You look so much better when you're oh, oh.
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weakened.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God
is awesome.
tonight. See where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said,
he's holy.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said,
he's great.
He's great.
Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
it. Take it up. Give him praise. It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Chosen generation, we've been called. Father showed his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me. For I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am.
I'm a wonder.